Case number 10986.
Problem with them.
Wilbert and Margaret Lawson, north of Road 634 Meadowbrook Lane, southeast of Haven Lake Avenue, being Lot 10 and Part 11 in Lakewood Development, a variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Please state your name and address for the record.
Wilbert D. Lawson, 402 Haven Lake Avenue, Milford, Delaware.
Swear at the firm testimony that you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm certainly not as well prepared as some of the previous people who've been up here.
You just take your time.
I only brought one copy of some pictures of the property in question. Sharing that information. I bought this property in 2009, moved into the property in early 2010. When I bought the property, I failed to get a property survey and didn't know anything about whether or not there were code violations until I had a survey made, and I came in to get a building permit, and the people in the building permit office advised me that I had two violations, and that's why I have the application. The violation concerning the front of the property with the I think almost 1 foot in the front was the house was built in 1995, and there was a certificate of compliance issued on the building permit at that time. The shed was built, I believe, in 2005, and there was a certificate of compliance issued on that also. If I look at the adjustment standards for relief, uniqueness on the almost everything that I stated in the written application were addressed towards the primary dwelling because that's naturally the most significant for me. The original dwelling is situated a little bit of a unique position on the lot. It's at an angle to the street, and maybe that's the reason that there was a violation when it was constructed. It's also suggested that the street had been the road had been widened sometime since 1976, and that's a reason for the non-compliance. As far as the shed is concerned, have no idea on that. It's the uniqueness is that it's not a shed that's built up off the ground. It has concrete flooring. The uniqueness for me is that it would be really hard to move that. Other than that, it would be costly. It'd just be costly, and it would be of no benefit to the neighborhood. The one photograph that I have there of the shed, where it's a straight-on view, to the left of that, there is about 1 inch off to the left is a pole sticking up. That is the beside the tree. That's the property line. If you can see the right behind that trailer there. So it's that 3.5 feet. The next view, I think there's a view there of the, you can see that there's the lot next to it is vacant. So there's no interference with the adjacent property. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. I could have kept it and held it up myself.
That's okay.
I appreciate your assistance.
I got you covered.
To answer the other questions about development, can a property be developed in strict conformance? Yes, sure. No. Should a variance not be granted, significant reconstruction would be required, and with no improvement to the residential area. It wouldn't make any difference whatsoever, especially to the primary residence. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of property? Yes, to prevent unnecessary reconstruction. Which would not benefit anyone and cost me a lot of money. Has the difficulty been created by being? No. This was the violations were as a result of construction prior to my owning the property. Effect on the surroundings, there will be, there won't make any improvements because of such a minor variation. And it's not going to impair the appropriate use of, for development of adjacent properties, none whatsoever. And it's not, there are no detriment to the public welfare. Extent of the variance is extremely minimal. And is it necessary to afford relief? Yes. I need to have an approval. Otherwise, I start digging up a foundation of a shed and get this chainsaw out from the house. So that's the extent of my application.
So, Mr. Lawson, you were more prepared than you thought.
Pardon, sir?
I say you were more prepared than you thought you were.
How much you were, you've done a good job.
I tend to run on it a lot.
Very good job. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Riggers?
No.
Mr. Galloway? None. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that this particular request is a prime example of the need for a granting of a variance. It's certainly unique being a corner lot and the way it was developed and allowed to be developed. Now that it is developed, I believe that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously wasn't created by the applicant. We testified that he didn't build the house, and he purchased it thinking that, everything was in compliance. And to further complicate the issue, the county issued a certificate of occupancy. Obviously won't alter the central character of the neighborhoods, and it's been there for some time and hasn't done, certainly not a detriment. We didn't hear testimony to such, and I think that his request is a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we would approve case number 10,986.
I'd like to second that, Mr. Chairman, and also I'd like to add to that the issuance of the COs based on the practical difficulty, which Mr. Mills has alluded to, that's also a reason why I'm okaying this. But in defense of the zoning department, 0.8 feet when you pull tape is pretty hard to do. So just so you know that you could be off by 0.8, the wind's blowing or something like that. So having said that, I approve.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 10,986. Again, then, Mr. Rickards.
For the reasons already, yes.
Mr. Wortman?
Yes, for the same reason that were stated.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Rickards, I just wanted to make sure you're aware there are two variances before the board tonight.
That's correct.
1.6 feet as well.
Right.
Sorry about
thank
that.
You,
both variances.
Okay, Mr. Hudson, did I call you? Yep.
Yes,
both variances.
For those reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Galloway, aye, for the reasons that have been stated and for both variances. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 10,986 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.